It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, have you keeping up with that baseball playoffs?
Kinda.
That's all right. I'll tell you about it now. We are on to the NLCS and the ALCS, both in action today/tonight at 4:08. Game 2, Dodgers and Mets. LA already with a 1-0 series lead. And then tonight, 7:38, Yankees Guardians. That is game 1 of that series. Of note, the starting pitcher for today's NLCS game for the Dodgers.
Must be somebody good.
Ryan Brazier.
Wow!
Ryan Brazier.
That's a World Series champ, Keith.
Yeah, Last time they did that, they shut out the Padres.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Yeah, they like to go... anytime you can get an opener in a NLCS game, you got to do it.
Yeah, bullpen game in the NLCS.
Bullpen
game.
Good.
I know former intern Jacob has been... Yeah. A little distraught.
Big Mets fan, right?
Huge Mets fan. He's been a little distraught. Not a lot of teams are scoring against the Dodgers these days, including the Mets in game 1.
Who do you like in this? Who do you want the World Series to be at this point? Do you care?
Well,
do you want a Mets Yankees, or would you rather?
I don't think I want that.
No,
like
New York.
I kind of like, you know, the world burning thing, but then it's like, but do I want?
Really,
do I
want
the Guardians?
Though.
No. So I guess my answer by default is probably Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah, me too. Let me see Shohei Ohtani in the World Series.
A Subway Series will be too nauseating.
No, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Don't want
and
it.
I definitely don't want the Guardians, so I guess by default I want Yankees-Dodgers.
All right.
I guess.
Grab bag.
College football action over the weekend. You taking some of the old college football there, Jones?
Well, I took in a lot of the later college football. Yeah, the early in the day on Saturday I was doing a little running around, and the games weren't as good. But yeah, Ducks for sure I took in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good Ducks game. 32-31, Oregon over Ohio State out in Oregon. That was a fun game.
Very fun game. I would say probably the second best college football game of the year. Georgia-Bama was still the best.
Yes, that was fun, too.
You know, at least out of, like, two highly ranked teams, maybe there's some down-the-board game I'm missing. Probably the second-best college game of the year. Very entertaining.
Texas blew out Oklahoma. That thing was a laugher. 34-3 was your final. Penn State went to overtime against Southern Cal.
Yep, some of us had the under in that. It wasn't helpful.
Alabama? What's up with Alabama? They barely beat South Carolina.
Don't know. They stunk.
That's not
Jalen
good.
Jalen Milroe ain't it.
Well, we do... Man, people like Jalen Milroe.
I'll tell you what, he's very physically fit.
People like Jalen Milroe.
I mean,
callers to this show specifically
long physique.
Run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
All right. Strong physique.
LSU beat Ole Miss in overtime. That was a battle of top 13 teams.
Yep. Some of us had Ole Miss money line in that. No good. Yep.
The University of Massachusetts Minutemen were at home against number 21 Missouri.
How'd that go?
Didn't go great for the Minutemen.
Oh, no.
45-3.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's not bad.
BC much more competitive.
Did they cover? I don't even remember what the number was.
You can't bet that in the... Well,
not
sorry,
here.
On some
Sportsbook
of the
Rhode Island, you can bet it all day long.
On some of the apps you can, you know, if you know a guy.
Yeah.
Or on the Sportsbook Rhode Island. That's true.
That's true. All right, that's not bad.
Grab bag.
Oh, one more college football note.
Yeah.
Both Army and Navy are ranked in the top 25 now.
Are they?
That's right.
Wow.
How do you like that?
I didn't realize that.
I believe
that.
Army has not trailed all season.
Wow.
Protecting this country and kicking ass on the football field.
Let me tell you, I bet against Navy when they played Air Force earlier this
year.
Big mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
Like a wildly big mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, out of your mind?
You missed the Buffaloes game in there, too. Or is that its own note?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Pardon me.
Would you have any grab bag?
Yeah, the only note is Travis Hunter got hurt.
Travis Hunter got hurt. Yeah. That probably ends his Heisman candidacy. The running back for Boise State just runs for like 1,000 yards every game, so he was the favorite currently.
People with a straight face are comparing his season, his numbers, to Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders had a good year.
Like, and not joking around, not hyperbole. Like, with a straight face, people are doing that.
Yeah, but Shedeur Sanders, they lost to Kansas State at home, so that's too bad.
Covered.
Sure.
You're going to need a bigger
grab bag.
Joel Embiid shut down for the rest of the preseason to rest his knee. Look at that.
Sounds like he doesn't want to play in the preseason,
right?
Here's grab bag.
Boston Bruins currently playing right now. It is 1-1 with the Florida Panthers in the first period. They also played over the weekend and had themselves a overtime win, 2-1 over Los Angeles Kings. Jeremy Swayman getting three straight starts. He started that game against Montreal, started yesterday. Saturday against the Kings, and he's in betwixt the pipes again today.
Yeah, I like it. He's given up a goal here today. Kastelic scored again. For the Bruins,
machine.
For God's sakes. Just stick
what
with that,
a machine.
Stick with that Kings game for a moment.
Yeah, please.
Two takeaways.
Okay.
Number one, Lindholm has been very legit. I questioned if he was overpaid. I like the Bruins' moves, but just that felt like a lot for a guy who hasn't accomplished anything. He's been legit. Patra came back, too. And, you know, maybe he's a guy who can help lengthen out your lineup. Had a great shift in overtime.
All right.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
grab bag.
Speaking of preseason hoops, Dante DiVincenzo, the Minnesota Timberwolves guard, recently traded from the Knicks, was talking trash. T-Wolves and Knicks were playing each other in preseason action yesterday. He was at the free throw line chirping Tom Thibodeau.
Like it.
He was like, this is what happens when you take over team control. He's barking at him.
You let me run the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. So all of a sudden we got a nice rivalry between the T-Wolves and the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Stay tuned for those two games this year.
Oh, my God.
A potential NBA fun. No, not really.
No,
but he got into it with Brunson's dad, too.
Yeah.
Rick Brunson is a coach with the Knicks.
Yep.
And, they had to be separated. Makes it sound like they were really getting physical. But,
hold him back.
They were kind of woofing in each other's face.
They had to be
moved apart.
More bad blood.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
You're probably thinking, Keith, what's the college basketball top 25 looking like preseason?
I was thinking that.
Kansas, number one, 31st place votes, followed by Alabama. UConn is number three.
That's disrespectful.
With 11 votes, I know. Houston, 4. Iowa State, 5. Gonzaga, 6. Gonzaga also grabbed a first place vote in there, but that's what we're looking at. Rutgers, 25. They got a good recruiting class.
That's like a fun. I think they have two of the top three recruits, two of the top five recruits, something like that in the country. So that's a fun team.
Ron Harper's kid.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Why don't you take a call here, Jones?
Okay.
We take calls during the grab bag. So
let's do it.
Jump to the horn.
Jake in Boston waiting patiently. Hello, Jake.
Yeah. College football for a hot second, Keith. You need to do your research before you talk about Nepo baby Steve Belichick, because his defense gave up 40 to Iowa. Team that never scored.
What are you talking about? When did I not? We actually said that earlier in the show.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Between Steven, what's his name? The Michigan game doesn't count because Alex Orji is pathetic and can't throw the football. It's like Mac Jones in Buffalo.
Don't dump that.
Anyway,
that's his name, yeah.
Yes. It's G-rated. I liked Drake yesterday. Liked that his girlfriend doesn't want to be an influencer and is having, you know, she wants to stay at school, so Drake is actually focused on football, and I've seen the drastic improvement here since April when he was drafted. Sunday's a must-lose game, guys. We need that top pick. And then that said, you see Jerry Jones yesterday in his little post-game media scrum? You know, with people asking him about his coaching decisions?
Yes.
Robert Kraft needs to do that, doesn't he?
Okay, like, Robert Kraft, he went
on the Breakfast Club. What are you talking about?
You know, he went on like a nice hand-picked soft landing. So, yeah, could Robert Kraft do a scrum to face the media? That's a good idea. I don't really care about Drake May and his girlfriend. I don't care about that. You did bring up Steve Belichick. I wonder, you just brought him up in passing, though. We talked about that exact thing earlier.
I didn't say he was good or bad, even. I was just saying how we were talking about what are the differences versus what's the carryover from last year's defense to this year's defense.
Yeah.
And whether you like the guy or not, he did call the defensive plays.
Yeah,
I
don't think you were complimenting Steve Belichick.
No, I didn't think so.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
Chris Rose and Joe Thomas will be on the call for Patriots and Jaguars on Sunday. You into that? A little Chris Rose, Joe Thomas?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I would prefer Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I think we'll be put to the test. We're going to miss Rich Eisen.
Where's Chris Myers? What's he up to?
Panthers game. Where are the Panthers? Find Carolina.
Where's Don Cricky?
Oh, he was great. That was very nostalgic to hear him.
Yeah. The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
Let's take another grab bag call, John.
Another
bag call.
Neil's in Tampa. Hello, Neil.
How's it going?
It's going pretty great. Turning left or right?
Good. So one thing I was thinking about was one thing I was thinking about was Michael Jordan and how the Bulls, if you look at what they've done since Michael Jordan, it's 2011, I think it was, in the Heat. That was the only time they've even been to the East Finals. So, you know, you're not going to rebuild overnight, obviously. But when you lose the greatest player ever, you know, it's going to just take time. I mean, it happens in every organization. So I think the Patriots they'll get back. I mean, they're probably 3 years away. They need probably two drafts, I think, but hopefully May's the guy. But yeah, I mean, when you lose like a Michael Jordan of football, this is what can happen.
Okay. His subject line said starting Drake May.
I think he was sort of left. In my head, he was taking a left.
He was left?
Stuck there. No turn on red. He's kind of waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can obey the laws.
The flaw, I would say, in his argument is that it's about 5 years too late because Brady's been gone for five years.
I thought
years.
He just left.
So I would say that's a flaw. I get replacing Brady's very difficult. I'm with him on that. But just, yeah, I feel they've had some time to do that in the last 5 years.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, fellas, it is time once again for Random Baseball Player of the Day.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We're going to take a former Cleveland pitcher.
Oh.
So
I'm not going to guess, but I have a guess. But go, yeah.
Earmuff
Bob Feller.
Yeah. He played for the Indians, now known as the Guardians.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep.
The Guardians are in action tonight. They're still in this one. So he pitched from 1990 to 2003. And his last year, he was in San Diego. Every other year, though, Cleveland. Only pitched for Cleveland.
Charles Nagy.
Yes.
Wow. So that was, I mean.
Correct.
I don't know that I can name another pitcher from Cleveland in that era.
Cliff Lee.
Yeah, well, he was after that. That's really not a bad guess.
Cliff
he wasn't
Lee's
there in 1990.
Way after 2003.
Right, he wasn't there. That's true, actually.
It was like Jarrett Wright.
Who's the one that pitched there? He got Jarrett Wright? A little domestic issue with Tawny Kitaen.
Chuck Finley. They were married.
Oh, Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley was married to Tawny Kitaen. Rest in peace.
Jarrett Wright went from the Braves to Cleveland or the other way around?
Jarrett Wright went from, I think, the Indians to the Braves.
That's how it went down? I remember him now. Okay. Yeah. Charles Nagy.
They had Oral Hershiser for a minute, too. Yep. Old
Justin
Oral Hershiser.
Who, I know this wasn't, well, I guess I didn't know this at the time. Relief, Jose Mesa?
Oh, Joey Tables?
Out of the bullpen.
Yeah, here comes Joey Tables.
Yeah, Joey Tables into the game.
He'll figure it out for
you. Who else was on those teams?
Julian Tavares.
A lot of sticks.
Remember
was he
here? Yeah. Tavares was on there. Oh, it was mostly sticks.
It was mostly sticks.
They had a ton of sticks.
They'd swing the lumber on you. Not a lot of pitching.
Manny.
Yep.
Tomey.
Yeah.
Alomar. Viscell.
Sorrento.
Yep. Sorrento.
Paul Sorrento.
Tony Fernandez was there for a minute.
Richie Sexton, I think, for a hot minute.
Yeah, Brian Giles.
Yeah, oh yeah, Brian Giles.
He'll hit you a home run.
Oh, they'd all hit you a home run.
You know who they had, too?
Every single one of those guys was hitting you a home run.
They had old Matt Williams, too, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. Matt Williams, yeah.
So,
Good team.
Anyway.
Not as many arms, really. Not a lot of
mostly sticks.
If it wasn't Charles Nagy, I don't think we were getting it, is my point. That's true. They were mostly sticks, yeah.
What's in the
grab bag?
Horror movie of the day time. Let me give you a horror comedy.
Let me give you one more name. Bartolo Colon is one that we were missing.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't say him?
Yeah, no, we didn't say Colon. Sorry, yes.
Zombieland. Fun horror comedy. Zombieland 2009. Quick 90 minutes. Romp. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin. You can check that out on Netflix right now.
This is one I've seen.
Yeah, it's good.
There's not
fun, right?
Not many of these have I seen. That's one I've seen.
Yeah. Enjoyable.
Nice.
There you go.
There
Keep
you
your
go.
Dorktober
Grab yourself
going.
A Twinkie. Watch Zombieland.
Exactly. We're halfway through this great month of ours. Keep on keeping on.
Okay.
There you go.
Good stuff in the grab bag there, as always. Here on Jones.
It's a grab bag.
Jones and Keefe. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan and Andy Hart have you covered today. Drake May will be making his WEEI Afternoons debut. Got his first start yesterday. They're going to talk to him every week now that he's a starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. So how did Drake May feel about his first start? What does Drake May feel about going to London? All these other things that we've gotten into on the show today. Defensive struggles, Jerod Mayo, all of it. That'll be covered on WEEI Afternoons. Time TBD, as I understand it. So here's what we tell you.
Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just listen to the whole thing.
What else are you doing?
Stay tuned. Listen to the whole thing. That way you don't miss him. Because otherwise, I don't quite know when he's going to be on. But it'll be today, for sure, on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Still the only place to react to and discuss Drake May's first start with the New England Patriots here in the city. We'll get to more of your feedback coming up, and we'll check in and see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.